The Baby Lambs podcast may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Let's try it again. One, two, three.
Hi. Oh.
No. All right. Well,
the whole thing. It's fine. I'm going to use the whole thing. It doesn't matter.
All right. Fine. Oh, these are hurting my ears. But hi, everybody. Welcome to Quarantine Baby Lambs Edition.
Yes. Social distancing. Look at us.
Look at us. See, we're following instructions because we're doing this via Zoom, who is not a sponsor.
Yep, but it is based on the pandemic.
The global pandemic brought to you by Zoom. They should be marketing right now because, man, I'm sure everybody's using them right now.
Everyone. I keep being shocked at the amount of people that are like, oh yeah, we're using Zoom to do meetings at work. And I'm here like, oh, y'all know about Zoom too? I thought it was like a well-kept secret.
Yeah, right. It's been everywhere, and honestly, it has to be my favorite.
Yo, it's the best.
This conferencing service. Oh my god. So yeah, we haven't seen each other in
like a week.
And has it been a week?
Yeah, it's been a week.
Oh goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been following orders from the United States,
yep.
And the world, that we should globally distance ourselves because there are cases now in Miami. Since we last left off, there weren't, at least not reported cases, and now there are, including in our own university community. And in fact,
there's one in UM. There's, I read this morning that there was one reported case from our local VA hospital.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's making its rounds in the area.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's everywhere. And yeah, we're doing our part. We're both forced to socially distance for a long time. You know, we're basically distancing for like a month and change, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Miami-Dade Public Schools is basically closed until April 15th, and at that point they'll revisit if they're going to open for the rest of the school year. Our university, or actually all public universities in the state of Florida, are closed for the remainder of the spring semester.
Mm-hmm.
And have been instructed to, if they want, they can start visiting their, like, to go virtual for the start of the summer term. So I'm guessing that there's a longer plan that we haven't been involved in, but.
Yeah. 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 You know, it's just a really curious time because considering what we both kind of do, well, not what we kind of do, what we do for a living. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting to see what this will mean for the future of our work, because I know personally, like at least on the job side, like on the like finding employers and getting students hired side, it's really interesting to now to see what employers are going to do about, you know, they have to sort of answer to all of these changes, you know, like, or not answer, they have to respond in some way. So maybe we're going to see an increase in people working remotely as part of their jobs. Maybe this is going to increase that kind of trust, if you will, that some employers haven't had in the past.
Yeah.
And how is that now going to affect health insurance packages that are offered by employers? Because if people are going to be working from home more, are they still going to cover you? You know, like, how does workman's comp work if you're at home and you get trip and fall? Yeah, like, does that go under your home insurance or does that come over your work insurance, you know? So it's, and then of course there's the hiring thing, because a lot of people have been laid off. A lot of, basically, like, most of the hospitality industry, tourism, restaurants, airliners, like anything that has to do with travel and tourism or large groups of people, they're basically shut down. Gabe's friends over in Las Vegas, they've reported that like full-fledged hotels have been shut down. Yeah. And layoffs have taken place. Obviously all of their shows are dark right now. So there's a lot of people who aren't getting paid for this time. Mm-hmm. Even Gabe is kind of like, Gabe, you know, his job is, and he works in the lighting industry. He works in entertainment lighting. So mm-hmm. his job is fully dependent on trade shows and concerts and events. And if none of those are happening, he has nothing to inspect or quality assure. Yep. So, he told me this morning before he left that, like, employees in the company right now are being asked to do menial tasks, like clean the yeah. cleaning supply closets and stuff, because they want to keep them
absolutely. I mean,
it's doing something.
It's a way to justify jobs, you know, at the end of the
yeah. day.
And it's great that they've chosen that route versus anything else. It's also what we're right. seeing with the hospitality industry and the restaurant industry down here. You know, some of our smaller, our mom and shops, mom and pop shops, you know, they've opted to transform their restaurants into small markets.
Yeah, which is a good move.
And some of their servers have opted to deliver food to, you know, if you're making a takeaway order. So it's just...
You know, it's a lot of assimilation. There's a lot of companies and, you know, that are being forced to change their entire model just to adjust to these new expectations. And, you know, the tenacity that these companies have, you know, especially these mom and pops that are adjusting very quickly to the changes is really hopeful, because once we are able to leave our homes,
they're going to be bombarded.
Yeah. And we're going to need to find a way to stimulate the economy again, because it's basically we're underwater right now. Our economy is shut down. Yep. But you know, there's there's some claims that we're going to be receiving $1,000 checks, or certain employees are going to be receiving them. And that would be really quite good, especially for those who aren't making any income right now, because again, they need to put in place stuff that's going to help us want to spend money again.
Yeah, no, and then I read another article that stated that one of the executive orders that Trompeta is putting into effect is also to basically ensure that foreclosures and and evacuations don't happen during this time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
Old.
Mm-hmm.
But that goes back to banks, right? You have to, And I mean, and I know that from being part of the Leadership Miami group, we have a lot of bank people in my group. I mean, there's a lot of bank people in Leadership Miami. I think there's five in my group.
Yeah.
And they're all from different, you know, different banks. And they've been on an overhaul since before we started social distancing, obviously, because they work with offshore accounts and they work with, you know, overseas clients. And it's just... I can't imagine what that industry is going through right now. All of us are going through a bunch of shit. But, you know, higher education is trying to keep trucking along, you know, and the same goes for I'm in a group with my coworkers, and just like you are. Mm-hmm. And And a lot of them, like yours, are parents, and they're all basically like teaching their kids. you know, they're essentially homeschooling right now. And that brings a lot of challenges that they weren't expecting. And many have said that, like, they have confirmed that teachers should be paid $1 billion.
And I'm here.
A year.
y'all feel this way now? I have zero. If anything, I have negative amounts of children. And, like, I feel like I know this. At the end of the day, like, I recall what we were like as children.
Yeah.
And the patience that they needed to have. So I can't imagine now with technology and the way that parents can, like, be on teachers now more than ever. Yeah, teachers should be paid a lot more than
I hope that becomes some sort of, like, aftermath of all of this is that, you know, like, I feel like the teachers are going to come out in the droves and be like, what have I been telling you for years, decades, seriously, centuries?
Did you see the BuzzFeed article that basically had, like, the ways that we hope society becomes better after this? And basically four of the points were, we hope that, like, when Christmas comes around and the holiday season come around, like, you give them, like, more than regifting your crappy gifts or, like, a $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift card, like, that you actually, like, put in your time and your money to help out our educators, the people in the medical industry right now that are, like, literally the front lines to all of this, postal service.
Yeah, man, those that are holding it down, man. So why don't we talk a little bit about what we've done in quarantine? Like,
let's do it.
All right. So why don't you start? What have you been up to?
So I've gone the opposite approach to you. So I see that you've played a lot of games, whereas I have played zero. I've watched a lot of TV, though. I watched all of The Circle.
You did?
A day. And not just that, I went really deep into figuring out what their zodiac signs were, because yes, I really wanted to know what Joey's sign is, and he's a Sagittarius, baby. Come on, you know you love him.
I do. He's really, really, really swell
with all of his Italian food
and all his shaving his chest and his charcoal masks.
Yeah, you know, I gotta give it to him.
You know, and I love that he was always honest. You know.
Yeah. And his love of Shuby.
Yeah. But you can't help but love Shuby.
I know.
What a sweet little soul. Very who real. Thinks that social media is a devil, but he became one of the most popular ones.
I know.
Oh, God. So you've been watching a lot of TV.
Yeah. Now I'm rewatching Schitt's Creek, which I'm almost done.
Okay. Of course. Because.
Yeah. Why is time?
What's time anyway?
Yeah. Am I sleeping? Barely. I mean, I wasn't lying when I said that if I go into quarantine or working from home, I'm just going to be up all the time. Because what is sleep? Who needs it? Who needs
it? Oh, God.
But, you know, it's fine. Like, I'm still remembering to, like, brush my teeth, take a shower, put on deodorant, change my underwear. Yeah, the
That's
usual.
Good. That's really good.
Because it's very easy for me to be a slob.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear is that right now.
What have you been up to, Ashley?
I've been on a very, like, strict schedule. I've been waking up the same time that I do every other day for work. I'm definitely making sure I wash my face, brush my teeth, floss, all that shit. But I have these, like, sporadic appointments across the day for work. So much of what I've been doing is preparing for those. And then when I'm not doing that, I'm, like, cleaning different rooms in the house. So I've dedicated a day to each room in my 2-bedroom apartment so that I don't get bored. So that way I'm like not just cleaning everything at once, because that would be my instinct, is just to like clean everything. And then like, but then what? I have been playing, but you know, because I'm only working on one room at a time, I have part of my routine available for activities.
Available for activities. Tell us what these activities include.
I've started and stopped a lot of games.
I can't with you.
Like, what did I do? I played, I started this week by trying to play like 4 games, and then I got bored of them. Like I started playing, I tried to pick up where I left off on Horizon Zero Dawn, but I was so lost, and like the mechanics are so different that from like the Jedi game that I was playing Jedi Fallen Order.
Okay.
That I was like, I'll have to relearn all of this, and I have to fight those robot dinosaurs. No, I'm okay. So I started playing God of War. The new God of War.
Finish that one.
I haven't played it. No, and I want to. And it seems really lovely. It is a beautiful story, but because I'm only interested in the story, I put it in story mode. And fighting in story mode is basically pointless. They might as well just make it a 2-hour movie, which is perfectly fine with me. But no, it's like, oh, Dad, look out. And then I kill these things in like 2 slices, and I'm like, this is boring too. So yeah. I turn that off. And then Gabe got like, you know, because I was complaining that for a little bit, and he was like, okay, well, I'm going to renew PlayStation Plus. And I started playing The Sims again, and I made Leela, and Leela is a hacker.
I count with you.
She's a loner. She's... funny enough, I did find her a boyfriend at the gym who has a mohawk, so he looks like young Gabe, but really buff. Really buff. His name is Daryl. And she proposed to him because I want to get her pregnant so she doesn't age. Because that's how this game works. I know. Did you know that?
Wow.
If you get them pregnant, if you get your Sims pregnant, they won't age. See, that's why people have like those challenges, those 100 baby challenges, because it keeps you young during that whole process.
How unlike life.
Right? So I'm trying to do that because she's getting older. And
oh, no. How old can you be to have, like, what's the oldest age a Sim can be to still be able to like get pregnant and have kids?
I think it goes up to adult. Like you can, like I started her at young adult and she already aged to adult. And then once she goes into old age, she can't have children anymore. So I have only a limited amount of time to like get her pregnant. And it's sad because in the game, like people just, you know, die. So I was playing and I got this notification that says like, some guy I met at one of the bars, you know, I'm trying to be mischievous, so I'm mean to everybody, so whatever. And one of them was like, oh, the spirit of Darren is leaving the earth, and he needs people to visit his grave so that he can be remembered. And I'm like, what? I don't know where to go. Where is this resting place? Oh, but I keep getting notified of more people dying, and I'm like, why? Wait.
So, quick question.
Yes.
So, if you, like, if your female character gets pregnant, whatever, I guess, like, the whole point is you just keep having babies, as you said, to, like, stay young and not die.
Yes.
But that means that you could live through, like, so many male partners, if that's what you're into, because they're gonna die?
You can, actually. I got inspired. The only reason I know all of this is because I got really into watching the BuzzFeed 100 Baby Challenge with, what's her name? Kelsey and Peach? Yeah. Whatever. So the 100 Baby Challenge is a real thing. I don't know if anybody else is doing it. I'm not doing it because I do have the time, apparently, but I'm not going to do it. But what you do is you try to have 100 babies with 100 different partners.
Daddies?
Yeah, you have to have different, and it has to be different partners. But you raise them out and whatever, and then you just create like a whole family tree of like your progeny. But yeah, while you're playing the game, because you keep getting pregnant so fast, because that's like you have to do that. You also have to age out your kids. Like they have to earn certain skill sets before they can be aged out, because you can only have like 7 members in a house at a time, according to the mechanics of the game. But during that time, yeah, a bunch of your male or female, depending on if they were made female but have like reproduction support, because you can't get pregnant by a woman in the game. You can, but they have to be designed that way. Like you have, like somebody has to design a female that has that capability. Okay. But this is super boring. I'm sorry for everybody.
I'm actually learning a lot. Cause when I played The Sims when I was like 12, all I did,
when everybody sucked.
Yeah. All I did was create a house, burn it down. I didn't care for my sim. I cared about designing a home.
That's the best part of the thing, though. I love making money and then spending it in my house. But I haven't modded, and that's another thing in the challenge. You can't that's a lie. You can. I don't remember. There's like a million rules that you can't have, like you can't do certain things, but yeah, that's the best part of the game, is like designing and like getting an idea of like, oh, I can put these two together and I don't have to like put it in my actual house and like hate it. I can just put it in my sim house, because my whole house, like Leela's house, has so many banana leaf wallpaper designs, because I'm totally into that and I do want to put that up somewhere.
Wow, so tropical.
So tropical, because I'm from Florida.
I can give you my dying ones.
No.
Donald tree.
No. It's bad enough that I'm trying to... Oh, that's another thing I did. I repotted my palm.
Wow.
She's so sad. No. My palm is so sad and dying.
What's funny here, though, is that by the end of this, my avocado tree is going to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Mangoes, ready. And hopefully the platanos will also be ready.
And then you could have a nice salad.
Oh, and then I'm there's like a word that you do, that you say for it. But I'm basically prepping green peppers to plant.
I'm propagating? Sure.
Whatever.
Sounds like a term.
It's a word that people use.
So you're cultivating your garden.
Yep.
Which is smart, because if civilization really does fall, I know where to go.
Hell
for my purples and my avocados. And my mangoes.
Everybody's vegetarian.
Oh, man.
I know, this is terrifying. We keep joking about it, but it's terrifying.
It's legit terrifying. I hope that everybody's, you know, doing everything they can to, like, stay healthy. Oh, and I hope people went out and voted.
Heck yeah.
Yeah?
Also, a thing that people can learn from this is the importance of voting, but also doing your absentee ballot.
Yeah. Register for absentee ballots, guys.
Ashley, tell me. How full was your voting location?
Oh, let me tell you how full. I was the only person there.
Wow.
Besides the workers, I was the only voter. And it was so depressing to see, because I understand, because everybody was concerned about being in lines and in small spaces and all that. But so many people were scared that, like, literally almost no one voted. Like, I made it to my polling location at, like, 2:30, maybe. 2:30? Sounds about right. I got there, and when I spoke with the, like, head of the clan over there, they didn't even have 100 people come in at that point. Not even 100 people. I live in Kendall, bro. It's like there's literally 100 people within just these 5 apartments around me.
Yep.
So it's just really depressing. And but you know, I think everybody was trying their best to be as clean as possible. And
yeah,
but yeah, let's all just move into absentee ballot voting, can we? Yes, please. Because yeah, we never know when these things are going to happen. And for those of you who are like, well, then, you know, the government should have postponed these primary elections or whatever. Like, yeah, of course they should have. But why?
Had a week before the panic started. So I don't buy it.
We did have early voting. But like, you make it seem, but like, people are like, well, Trump should have like thought about, like, why should he?
That kind of removes the point of our democracy, but okay.
No, I know that he should have, but like he's a strategy guy. He knew that he was gonna be the nominee for the Republicans.
Yeah,
he's the favorite, so he has nothing to lose and everything to gain by limiting the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever, it's fine. But voting, that's a thing. Going to the grocery store can be a thing if you find anything there.
Yeah.
I
was telling my mom that I can't wait for, like, well, actually, if things get worse, I can't wait for the government to be forced into, like, rationing foods. But mostly, like, you know, going into the department, into the markets or supermarkets and, like, telling people you can only buy this amount of this for your household. Because I want to know how all of the Cubans are going to react.
Oh, my God. How did your mom feel when you brought that up?
My mom was like, you know what? I think that's something that needs to happen because not everybody can go to the supermarket at the same time. And at the end of the day, people are being dumb as shit about all the things that they're buying. So let them suffer.
Mm-hmm.
You know my mom.
No, I know. She gets to the point. But it's true. There's a lot of elderly folk and people who are struggling to get into the stores, and they get there and there's nothing left. Did you see, was it you who posted that video of that lady, like that old lady who was like, for what it was, had to like fight a younger woman for like a pack of 6 toilet paper rolls? Yeah. And the young woman had like a bunch in her cart and wouldn't let this woman have the one pack. And then she rolled away like, geez, don't talk to me that way. And I'm like, bitch, you're lucky I didn't punch you in the face. Mm-hmm. Let this woman wipe her ass. Jesus Christ.
Oh, ridiculous. Like, I don't understand what people are thinking. It's like not the time for you to decide to be super selfish and only worry about yourself. Worry about your community too. You know, like, there's a lot of people that are at risk and need it. You know, like, yesterday we found out that we have some of our online students, or a couple of online students that had to drop out of the program because, unfortunately, they're homeless. And with all of the, like, the libraries closing and everything, they don't have access to internet. Which means that if they're already there at risk, they probably won't be able to have access to, you know, essentials.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us, because people are choosing to go into the store and stock up for 30 fucking years.
Yeah, no, it's really sad. And I'm really sorry to hear about the students.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there was an FIU posted on their Instagram story that they need all of the, I guess when this comes up on a Friday, all of the housing students need to get out of the dorms.
Yeah.
All of them by Friday noon.
I know.
And well, I mean, with the exception of like those that are in the homeless recovery program and those who have like severe medical issues and whatever, but basically they need everyone out because that's how afraid they are of everything.
Mhm. Well, I mean, my niece that's in UMass at Amherst, they were basically told, like, you have to go until further notice. So she doesn't even know when she'll be back, like, to her dorm or to university at this point. I mean, they're all doing online instruction, but still.
Yeah. No, and all those high school seniors who are missing out on, well, all the people who are graduating from anything this year, people who are supposed to be graduating now at the end of spring, aren't going to be able to, like, have a commencement ceremony.
No proms.
There's no proms. There's no graduation. There's no grad bash. There's no nothing fun. My stepmom was telling me, because my brother's a junior in high school, so she was, like, super upset because, like, his ring ceremony is canceled,
aww, you know?
And she was super upset about it, and she's like, and Uli doesn't even care. And I'm like, well, I think he just doesn't. He's just grateful it's not prom or whatever other big other event, you know? But, yeah, man, I feel for everyone who's really missing out on something that they've been looking forward to. You know, weddings and, yep, like baby showers.
My mom says that at her hotel, there was supposed to be like an Indian wedding with like 500 guests, which meant that like a lot of them had reserved in the hotel to stay there all week. Everything is just that the wedding was canceled. And I mean,
yeah,
the hotel lost all that revenue, but I can't imagine like having had a wedding planned at this time, like for this time, and then having to cancel last minute.
I can't either, man. No, and I have one of my coworkers is like in her last trimester.
Oh no.
And the hospitals are only allowing one visitor
at a time.
Only one visitor.
Oh, like period?
One visitor. So one visitor per pregnant person.
My Cuban brain does not compute.
Yeah, one visitor per pregnant person.
Because
they don't want all that in the waiting room either. So yeah. Yeah. No, man. You know.
Wow.
All we can hope for is that this will be that we're slowing it down, which is the whole point. Right, that we're slowing down the spread enough to give hospitals a chance to cater to those who are as directly affected as they are, and for there to be some sort of resolution, whether that be proper medication, a vaccine that might be implemented in the next 18 months, you know, like just to. But it's all scary because we don't know what that means, because. Oh God, it's hard to talk about anything else, but I guess if I am going to talk about anything else, it would be the fact that Animal Crossing comes out tomorrow.
Yay! And we're still home, so.
Can I tell you? I don't know if this has happened to you, but like I literally will like finish a day of whatever the hell I'm doing, and then like I'll have in my mind like okay, and then like you know I only have like. One more sleep until I have to go back to work, you know? And then I keep thinking, but oh, wait, my work is this again tomorrow here.
Yeah.
Like, I keep reminding myself, like, I can stay up late if I want to.
If you want to.
If I want to. I know that you're embracing this in, like, in full, like, teenage summer here.
I turned my jeans into shorts.
Whoa, look at you. She's hopping for the camera.
Wow.
Yo, those are cute shorts. Look at her showing off her thighs. Look at you.
And I'm wearing leggings like every day.
Oh yeah, same.
And yeah, I mean, at this point, I feel like the next shift is to do my makeup.
I wouldn't even bother with doing that. I mean, keep doing face masks and stuff.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. No, but I mean more like, oh, let me like try like this makeup tutorial or like this makeup thing.
Oh, yeah. That I was thinking about that too, because like now there's plenty of time to practice a halo eye.
Yeah. Or like learn to do a caprice.
You know? That's true. That's very true. So I guess that's stuff you can do. What else? We've also been having happy hour.
We have.
For the past couple of days, we've had happy hour, which has been so great.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do them every day.
I agree, because there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, so what we've been doing is going on Zoom, and maybe all of you guys should do this too. Download a Zoom account or use Google Hangouts or whatever, and just get your friends together at a certain time. Everybody have their drink or snack of choice. Yeah. And chill out with each other. We just literally sit around and just like play video games around each other and talk shit. And it makes you feel a little less alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's for your mental health, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely for your mental health. And like, we're very lucky that this isn't a hurricane situation where we don't have electricity and we're out for a month and we can't leave our homes. So let's embrace the technology that we have. TikTok is a great resource too.
You know what's like a good thing about everything that's happening? That it basically like just gives Earth like a month of like relaxation.
Oh, I 1,000% agree. I think that this is almost like, I mean, not with all due respect to those who are sick and are dying and losing family members, with all due respect to that, and that's horrible, but it's so, in a weird way, it's like nature coming back and slapping us across the face.
Yeah,
it's literally like Noah's Ark right now. And but like look at what happened in Venice, where like because people are obviously like quarantined right now, it's led, and there's nobody moving boats through the canals or whatever, it like has cleared up the water in the canal. So now like the swans have returned and dolphins have returned and like little fish have returned, and it's like nature trying to get back some sort of like a semblance of control over like this disaster that are humans. Yeah, and is angry. Like, but you know, I'm not saying it's all like that.
As humans, we're paying a big
price. Paying a big price. I mean, look at the monkeys in Thailand on the converse. Like those monkeys that are like used to being fed by like tourists and stuff, that like,
yeah,
hundreds of them went into the streets and fought over a single banana.
Yeah.
Terrifying. But yeah, it's weird because I think that not only as like the world, like a global like resting period, I think that we as humans needed this too, because at least like for cultures like Japan and in America and in China and in like where we don't have like, you know, we don't take a lot of breaks here.
Yep.
You know, it's a part of our culture to be, you know, I mean, always on the go.
It basically had forced us to like declare burnout an actual like mental health crisis.
Yeah. Yeah. And here we are trying to like, that's why I know that eventually like I'm going to slow down and I'm not going to keep to this routine that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. My thought just left my head somewhere. I don't know where it went. But eventually, I think that once, like, I think the routines are helpful. I think it's important for us to have some, whatever that routine is,
mm-hmm.
even if your routine is not a routine at all.
Yeah.
It's important to have something to look forward to. And that's what we all, at the end of the day, right now, people have been ignoring the need for, like, mental and mindful, like, time for yourself.
Yeah.
And intentional intentional mindfulness is so important, and it's nice to be able to have the time and freedom to focus only on that if we really need to, and I think everybody needs it. Yep. So maybe that's what will come from this. You know, if you're quarantined and you're healthy and you're just waiting for time to pass, like, make sure that you are giving yourself time to like go outside, breathe in some fresh air, like feel the sun if you have it around you, and like be present, because you know, once we're out of this, and we will come out of this, like, what are the lessons that we'll have learned from it, right? Besides proper hand washing procedure.
Yeah.
We're gonna learn a lot about ourselves in the next month.
About ourselves, about our loved ones, about, yeah, we're gonna learn a lot. I don't think any of us have really been forced to be around, like, our spouses or our family, like, for this long, in a very long time.
Yeah.
Because when you're kids, you know, you're still, like, doing things to occupy your time, but as adults, we get a little bored easier.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I think that it's also like a fear that we have too, right? Because I think even if I were a kid right now, I think I would be bored, sure, but I would still find ways to, like, break the rules. I think that the idea of breaking rules would probably keep me engaged.
Yeah.
You know, with whatever my mom's rules are. And right now, the only rules that exist are the rules that are set by the government for me as an adult. And I don't want to break them. I don't want to go out and touch anybody. So, like, the boredom feels a lot more real because we're not driven by the excitement of trying to, like, move out of our boundaries.
Yeah.
You know? But man, would I hate having to be in a Zoom class with, like, 200 people right now.
Yep.
Oh my god, would I hate it.
That sounds terrible.
But anyway, I mean, I guess that's what this episode is us talking about the fact that we are actually in self-distancing mode. We're following the rules. We hope that everybody else is too, you know, and mostly that everybody is healthy and practicing healthy habits, whatever that may mean for you. And Animal Crossing comes out the same day as this episode, so maybe that'll keep you going. You know?
Oh my lord. Oh, just real quick, on Animal Crossing. I've been like, hey, whatever, I don't want to play it, this, that, the other, but I do hate the fact that I did not buy the Animal Crossing Switch.
I know, it's so cute.
I've watched so many unboxing videos.
Oh, yeah? It is really cute. I know. I even thought about it, too, but I thought, man, what a waste of money. I can't. I'll just have to buy the stickers.
One of the ones that you already have, but fuck.
Yeah. No, I know.
And the fact that they're, like, coming out at the same price as, like, the regular Switch, yeah, right? Like, they're not, you're not paying more money because it's special edition. I'm like,
I know, it's so cute. It's so stupid cute. I think I'm just looking forward to it as a new game that I get to explore right now that I can look forward to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a fine time, like a fine way to spend some time, like just like The Sims is. Yeah. Like, I was excited to start playing The Sims again, but The Sims gets repetitive too, and after a while I'm like watching my character slowly die and I'm like, "Well, this isn't helpful for me either." So I'm looking forward to just catching some butterflies and selling some fossils and giving them to the museum. And the museum does look pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the videos? The museum looks huge.
No.
Yeah. You should watch it. Look, I'll play it. And I'm downloading it. So if you could always just download it for me if you change your mind.
Okay. Perfect.
Because it's not like I can do that with Fire Emblem. For once, I'm the Gabe and you're the Michael, where I'm like, coño, you got a physical copy?
I don't know. We paid $7 for it.
How did you pay $7 for a physical copy?
Have you met my husband?
Can you tell your husband to find me a digital download of the game that is $7? Because
sure, I mean, everything's about to go on sale anyway. Because
that's the other thing, though. So everything is coming out a lot earlier, guys. You can watch a lot of the movies now.
Hell yeah.
You could like play a lot of the games. There's a lot of things that are, and all of these artists are like giving concerts for free, and like, oh, it's super cool. again, considering the circumstances, it's beautiful to see how everybody is trying to like better the world with whatever they can give it.
I'm really happy about that.
So, you know, thank you, John Legend, for giving us literally like a full hour of you in a robe with no pants on. So the and playing and just taking requests.
And the Dropkick Murphys for having their entire concert
live. On live stream. Well, that's like their day. Like the Dropkick Murphys always have a concert on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
So it's like 311 has their concert every year on 311. So I'm glad that they like converted it to a live stream and whatever. And like to all, just thank you. Thank you all. Again, thank you content creators and artists for finding ways to like still make content. I've seen people, like one of my friends is a host of Family Feud, and he's not the host. He's not But he's a warm-up host for the real Family Feud, and he's the host of Family Feud, like the touring version. Mm-hmm. And he's been like playing Family Feud from like his office. With like people on Facebook, he goes on like Facebook Live and like takes polls and like he wears his funny suits and oh my God, that's kind of great. It's kind of the best, really. Maybe. So yeah, like keep doing what you're doing. Find, you know, like use this as a time to get creative. Start a YouTube channel, man. Do something.
I might go on Twitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have my PlayStation 4 has the thing.
What thing?
The camera. Yeah, so everything we needed to do, it's already on my PS4.
Wonderful.
That is how much I know about gaming. I literally just tell Michael what games I want to play, and he'll download them for me, and then I play obsessively, and then I don't know anything else. Like, I'm trying to go on the Nintendo eShop. I don't even know my password. I've had a PlayStation account for like 10 years. I don't know what it looks like. So maybe that's what I'll do as part of my goals. Be a better gamer.
I think you're being just the kind of gamer you should be. Who, you don't need to know all that stuff, especially, I mean, what you are is a good delegator. You delegate to the right folks, hey, this is what I need. And they say, you got it, dude. And it's on, and it's on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, but you know what? Michael still has to go to work.
Oh, true.
I am home, and I can't keep bothering him for dumb things like because earlier I was like, hey, I want to add my friend Kelly to one of my friends on the Switch. Can I take off the airplane mode? And he was like, yeah, you have to go here. And I'm like, no, I know how to get there, but like, is the system gonna crash if I remove airplane mode? He's like, nah, bro, you're fine, just take it off and do it. I was like, okay, bye. And then I just put it back.
Oh, honey,
I know nothing.
But you learning.
I'm learning.
Airplane mode is only helpful for like me. Like if I want to play your games, it's helpful for me if you're on airplane mode. But I'm not playing your games for now.
Yeah, also because you can't.
Because I can't, because you have digital copies of everything. Well, I guess my goal is just to clean. Is to clean my house and reorganize things, and especially this stupid office that is so stupid.
Yeah.
This stupid office is so stupid. Nothing, I barely can use things. Everything sucks in here, and I can't wait to make this a project. Oh, like, I'm excited for it. Have I become my mother? Yes, I have.
Yeah, you have. Oh, I'm like, I'm gonna come out of this needing new clothes. my closet is basically empty at this point. Oh, okay, before like we turn off, so Michael has this terrible habit of like, we get gift cards or whatnot, and then he'll like use them, but he'll keep them, or they're like all over the house. And I keep seeing all these fucking gift cards, and I was like, bro, I'm gonna compile all the gift cards. I'm gonna like take like an hour to go and like make sure like which ones have money, which ones don't. I found a $50 gift card to JCPenney.
Oh.
I found a $50 gift card to Pottery Barn.
Oh my God.
I found Target money. I found Fandango money. Like, it's lit, yo.
Yo, you set up.
That's it. I'm done. I already used the JCPenney one. I got myself some jeans because I don't have jeans. Because I turned the ones that I did have into shorts.
Yes, you did.
And I bought, like, so Michael and I tend to use the same, like, skincare products. So I bought us some rosehip oil.
Ooh.
And what else? Oh, and moisturizer. That would be good for his skin, too.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah. I mean, we got to do stuff during this time.
Yeah. Let's just, yeah, get organized. Get some new stuff. Yes, because we do need to start buying shit soon.
Yep.
And keep places alive. And if you do have to go out there and find stuff, try to find some small businesses to help. Because they need it more than most.
Yep.
So go out there. Go to your local butcher shop. Go to Fresh Market. Your
local Asian marts or whatever local marts you have. Whoever is near you that is like still cooking food for you to pick up and bring back home, support them.
Yeah.
Everything, man.
Yeah, rock on. You might find stuff that you didn't know existed.
Yeah.
Mostly be out of necessity because you can't find the thing you went in there for in the first place. Let this be an adventure. But wash your hands.
Yes, very important. There's so many songs that you can sing while washing your hands to get you there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess this is where we sign off.
Yeah, we're signing off now.
So thank you guys for listening. Make sure that you follow us wherever you follow us. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. We have some other content coming over to you soon. If you're really bored and have nothing else to do, you can listen to some of our older episodes, or you can start listening to our D&D campaign or our Hunt a Killer campaign. Like, have at it. Have a good time.
Hell yeah.
And we will be back
next week.
Next week. Sure.
Be safe.
Be safe and wash your hands.
Y quítate el culo.
Y para de tocarte la cara.
Yes. I thought you were going to say embollo.
Embollo. Bueno, no, that a lot of people have to do now. Okay. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Baby Lambs podcast. Artwork created by Janabel Art. You can follow her on Instagram at Janabel Art, or you can follow her studio at Studio Nami Tattoo. Music created by Daniel LaCosta and produced by Sunset Studios Miami. You can follow them on their Instagram at Sunset Studios Miami.
And you can follow us on Instagram via our handle at Baby Lambs Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Baby Lambs PCast or Baby Lambs Podcast. You can find us now on iTunes and Google Play, and even on CastBox, which is actually a really cool app. Also by finding us via our handle, Baby Lambs Podcast, or by visiting our website at babylambspodcast.com. Thanks again for listening.